or TSW Mobile.
How are you?
Well, for a Tuesday. And I should have took some allergy medicine last night, though.
These are bothering you?
Popped up today for some reason.
They started yet. I think mine will probably hit me towards summertime or whenever it usually comes in. I don't know. The first batch doesn't seem to bother me. It's later on.
When it gets ready to cut hay, that's when it starts wearing me out.
My allergies were so bad that I went to the doctor and they prescribed me something for it. And ended up losing my sense of taste because of it. This was long before COVID ever come along. Oh man, that was a horrible experience.
When everything doesn't have any taste, that would be unusual.
Glad I never had to go through that with COVID either. That was probably the one thing I just knew I wasn't going to like if it happened.
Antenna analyzer?
Yeah, I've got the MFJ model number, but it's one that will give you the SWR and the impedance and all that good stuff, but it's not quite as fancy as like the signal signal stick. I can't remember the name of it anyway. But it's a good one. I like it. I've got it.
I can borrow it from you. The antenna's supposed to be in this week. And then once I get it up, that way I can check it. It's the one where you hook it up and then you tell it what frequency to send the signal up on. It'll tell you what the SWR is, right?
Just turn it on the right frequency and then kind of dial it in. And it'll give you the SWR for it. It was kind of give you the graphs, but it won't scan the band. It'll just kind of, as you move it along, the SWR changes.
Somebody did they got a donut on and they're actually only doing like about 35 or 40 mile an hour. Never seen that. I've been passed on the interstate by people doing 80 on a donut.
A donut.
You know, little tiny spares.
Walmart cars?
Spare tire, the little tiny spare tires.
Yeah, I know something.
They do like 40 mile an hour on it. And then I've had people pass me on the interstate just doing 80 on one of them little tires.
I follow that recommendation when spare tires on the car. On a decent antenna analyzer. The vector vector something. I can send you a link to it. It's a little Chinese brand, little circuit board, and it'll vector something, and it'll do all kinds of stuff. But it'll do SWR, and you can chart it from all the way from the 80 meter band all the way up to 70 centimeters or higher if you want, and it'll give you a graph of it. It's just kind of hard to set up, and it can be a little bit tedious to use, but, I mean, I'll use it every once in a while, but I tend to like my MFJ analyzer the best.
Hey, it's kind of, I think what I borrowed from Mike and Tim when I was setting up my original antenna.
A brick with a display on it and some dials?
Yeah.
Fine is.
All my stuff from Gigaparts, and you know, I said in stock, but then when I got the email, only a couple things shipped. I guess the others are shipping out of a different place.
Because they got several different stores and stuff they ship from.
To find the 2 meter 440 stick to put on there, the Gigaparts didn't have it, but MFJ did.
MFJ, or did you stick with Gigaparts?
The particular one from MFJ, the others I ordered from Gigaparts because they had them in stock.
Well, then your MFJ experience is better than my last one, which, yeah, not all of it's been bad. It's just that one thing I tried to order right as the pandemic hit. What'd you get?
You have to try me again. I was going through my bad spot, and it was really unusually bad.
What all bands you picked up with the signal stick?
The Octopus that I ordered got me 75, 40, 20, and 15. And then I picked up Ham Sticks for 6, 10, 12, 17, 2 meters and 440.
Does the bus have room for all of them, or will you have to like swap some out if you want to use a different band?
Has 8 ham sticks on it, 4, 2 for each band, so you can only do 4 on the Octopus. But for the others, I got I'm just going to have them vertical. Remember we talked about mounting them all on the same piece of metal. Well, Hustler makes a little bracket, and I'm going to hook it on it.
And you're planning on putting on the vertical?
Be 6, 10, 12, 17, and 2 meter.
Done 2 coaxes, or one for the Octopus and one for the vertical?
Man, I was going into a sneezing fit. I'm going to try to see if I can run the coax from one to the other and then come off of it, because my little bracket for my vertical is going to hook to my 3-magnet NMO mount, and I'm thinking I can run the coax from the Octopus and then just put a 239 to 3H24 in there and hook it on a hit, and then that'll connect the antennas, and then I'll just come off of my mag base and run it to my coax, to my radio.
If all that works right, then everything you were talking about with the signal going to where the right impedance is, where it's got the best match, it'll be interesting enough.
I mean, it does on the Octopus, right? It's got 4 bands, and I mean, and they're totally different, and it goes to the right one.
I mean, that's what I think. I've never really put the theory to a test, but I mean, when, like I said, when you talk about band dipoles and stuff, there's only one feed point, and it goes to where the least impedance is on the band dipole.
It'll work. And then I just got to test it out.
For HKX, good morning, gentlemen.
Go 4, CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4, TFW.
Can I pull the trigger and order those antennas?
Ordered them last night. Supposed to be here this week sometime.
Deal. Now you just got to get time to put them up.
They got to figure out how to hook up, what to hook up to get that Octopus up. The other one I'm just going to put on my mag base.
All you got to do is holler.
Glad to come help.
Hey, I certainly appreciate it. Yeah, I got to figure out what I want to do. And then, you know, ideally, you know, if it was up on top of my chimney, it'd be awesome. But I don't know what the neighborhood's going to say about it.
The TV antenna.
Right. I was looking at my TV trying to figure out why the upstairs had more channels than the downstairs and that. There's a website you can go to, a FCC website, and you type in your address, and it'll tell you the what channels you should be able to get, what their signal strength is going to be, and what direction they are.
And I can point on my TV. Mine's just a copper wire going into the coax outlet, but it worked pretty good for watching the Super Bowl. That was about it. But, well, gentlemen, I am pulling in the parking lot. Today's an early morning meeting day, so I got to jump out of the truck as soon as I pull in and start walking. So I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe on your way into work. And hopefully we'll holler at you when I get off at 3 or 4 o'clock today. KO4, CEF, and I'll be clear on your file.
It's Andrew. Have a good day and enjoy your meeting. KO4 HK.
Have an awesome day. KN4 TFW. Put an idea by you and tell me if you think it'll work. Twitter that has the 239 to a 3H24. If I put that on a bracket, a piece of metal that's got the ham sticks on it, and that metal is hooked to my mag base on an NMO, and then I should be able to run the coax from my octopus down into that 239 on the other bracket, and it should connect them all together, and it should just go out on whatever's got the best signal, right?
That would be my thinking on it. The way I've understood it is the electrons are going to follow the path of least resistance, so that's going to be the one with the best match on it. But there may be some loss in there. I think that's what I would think it would work that way.
I know they make it. I just don't know what they call it, where you can hook two coax together and make them go to one.
Key, where you can come out of it and go to two antennas and into one coax.
KN4 TFW.
Seen one in my travels, but I would think they make something like that. May have to call somebody and ask them, but I don't know for sure.
Seen one that I thought was what I wanted, but on two of the ports, one of them said, you know, 1-point-something gigahertz to 30, and then the other one was, you know, up there in the 2-meter band. So I didn't know what the deal was.
You talking about a duplexer?
It was that I saw.
You can run a duplexer is where you can run one antenna and or two antennas and one coax. And it does the switch in there with the RF signal on its own. I've got one at the house if you wanted to try it.
Gonna like what we're talking about?
That's my understanding that it is.
You know, I got some ham sticks to put on my little bracket where they're all hooked together, but I got, you know, like 4 HF ham sticks and then 1 2-meter. And do you think that the 2-meter won't work on the other ones?
Well, I don't know why you would have to hook it to one coax, because your radio's got two, don't you? So you're going to have to run 2 coax for that, or you're going to have a duplexer on each end. Because you're going to have 2 coax on one end and 2 splitting it back out.
The antenna analyzer, and then, you know, just start playing with it. It should tell me if it's going to work, right?
Yeah. I have one of the Rig Blaster antenna analyzers that he's only got that nano VNA.
FJ something.
Good, because mine's only good for HF stuff, so I was told it was for all bands, all modes, but it's not.
Past me, he had to have been doing 90.
Don't care anymore about that. They just think they're the only ones on the road.
The stuff, it said everything was in stock at Gigaparts, but I saw from the email only a couple of things shipped. They must be shipping the rest from someplace else.
For the other locations, and I'm going to have to jump over to the other repeater. KO4 HX.
Roger that. Meet you there. KN4 TFW, clear.